Hey, it's Claudette Barnes. You're listening to The Early Drive. Do you love a good burger? I know you're starting to salivate as it's getting closer to supper time, right? But could you eat 36 burgers and 15 beer in 31 days? Well, my next guest welcomes the challenge. It's part of an upcoming event in March with Destination St. John's. Hassan High is an ambassador for the event. He joins me on the line. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
So many people associate you, Hassan, with being the president of the Newfoundland Labrador Bear to Mustache Club. So how did you become an ambassador for Burger and Brew Fest?
It was actually a couple of years of training. So they took us to a European destination. There was feats of strength involved. None of this is real. I'm making that up entirely. They reached out to me. Apparently, I'm a guy who can, encourage some people to do some fun things and get out. Community engagement was a big piece. And to be honest, I love eating. So, it's a combination of a couple cool things.
That's interesting. You brought up that you love eating because your yearbook will forever show that you love eating. Tell us about it.
So, about a million years ago in high school, there was one particular week where Big Macs were on sale. So I thought it was a great idea. It was like 99 cents each. So a couple of my friends and I went out to McDonald's almost every day, and in a week I ate 23 Big Macs, which I 100% do not recommend anyone do. And of course, that photo, a photo of me like holding my belly with the caption, I ate 23 Big Macs in a week, is printed in the yearbook. So if anyone has a 1996 Sir Wilfrid Laurier yearbook from Ottawa, there you go. There's my...
There will be people looking up that for sure, our online listeners.
You know what? I'll dig out a yearbook and I'll post a photo. I'll make it easier for everyone. How's that?
That's going to be great. All right. So now, look at you now. Burger and Brew Fest Ambassador. What exactly is it?
What it is, so it's a month-long festival. I mean, I'm using air quotes now. It's a festival in the sense that we're celebrating local businesses. There's 36 burgers. There's 15 different beers at between five breweries. It's really a reason for people to get out, support local businesses. They've all made these unique burgers just for this challenge. Get out, there's a passport involved, so you can get a stamp every time you go somewhere. There's a variety of prizes. It's essentially a bingo card that you can play. So as you visit number of locations and try their beer, have a burger, or even just enjoy live entertainment at these venues, you get a stamp, and you can submit for prizes. But also, a dollar from every burger that's sold throughout the entire month will be donated to the Community Food Sharing Association. So it's an exceptional way to support local businesses and also give back to a critical community organization.
Now, I've seen some of the images of some of the burgers that are created by local restaurants. They're not your average. Pineapple Crush Burger at Clancy's?
These are not peasant burgers, I'll tell you that. These are extraordinary ones. I'm very excited. I think they all had a lot of fun. I mean, all these businesses are taking the opportunity to highlight, what they can do, make it exceptional. And maybe a unique burger that wouldn't normally fit in a regular menu, but for, the sake of this this festival, I think it's a good time to try something a little bit different.
And your role as ambassador, I guess people are invited, encouraged if they see you, because you're one of two ambassadors out eating a burger, get their selfie taken with you.
Absolutely. Come out, give me a high five, whatever, have a seat. My table will always be room for someone to join me there. Gabby, the other ambassador, will be posting regularly as we journey around, highlighting these restaurants, and, we'll tell you where we're going, and everyone's welcome to join us if you can get there fast enough.
And, of course, all this information is available online for Destination St. John's?
So actually the Burger Brews NL, there's a new social media handle, so the website, Burger Brews NL, and also you can find Burger Brew NL on Instagram and Facebook, and you can follow my social media as well, or Gabby's, and we'll be sharing it all. So all of it is available online.
Just before you go, is there a burger that you're kind of salivating over? I've seen so many different ingredients that I never thought would be in one.
I don't want to give it away right now because there's a vote involved here. So there are 36 burgers that I'm super interested in. How's that?
Excellent. Very diplomatic. Hassan High, the ambassador for Burger and Brew Fest here in the city. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thank you.